The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
It says a number of years ago, there was an incident in the 1950s, I believe it was, where Yeshiva Bacher didn't register for the draft in Eretz Yisrael. And as such, he was taken in by the authorities. He was arrested and put into jail. Things haven't changed much. There wasn't a mass movement. He didn't do it. And when did this happen? The day before Erev Yom Kippur. So the Briska Rav finds out about this. He's very troubled. So Briska Rav sends for Harav Tenenbaum, who was the Yoshev Reish of the Vadi Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. So the Briska Rav, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, calls Rav Tenenbaum to come to him because he wants to discuss this terrible crisis facing this Yeshiva Bacham. Got to find a way to get him out. So he sits him down and he says, Rav Tenenbaum, I got a problem. He says, what's the problem? This Yeshiva Bacham is in jail. And it's not stam. Yeshiva Bacher in jail with common criminals? Any day of the year, that's a tragedy. But on Erev Yom Kippur, he's going to be Yom Kippur in jail with criminals? We can't have this. So he said, listen, I don't know about Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur. He says, because, I'm going to attend to this, of course, as soon as I can. There's no question. But you should know that there's nothing to be done today because today is Erev Yom Kippur. And Erev Yom Kippur is a national holiday in Eretz Yisrael. And there's nobody home to talk to. There are no people to talk to. And therefore, since there's nobody to talk to, Rebbe, I'm telling you right now, tomorrow night, as soon as Yom Kippur over, and people will be trickling back to their offices, I'll do something. Maybe I won't even break my fast. I'll just break my fast a little bit. But I'm going to tell you right away. But today, there's nothing I could do because everything's closed. So he looks at him. He says, there's nothing you could do today. He says, tell me something. Is there something that you want to tell me? But you're afraid to tell me because you're afraid about my reaction. Briska Rav says it's Rav Tenenbaum. He looks at him and says, what? No, let me repeat myself again. Is there something that really you want to tell me, but you're not telling me because you're afraid of my reaction? He says, Rebbe, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean? He says, really what you mean to say is that Erev Yom Kippur is the one day a year that you spend with family. That Erev Yom Kippur is the one day a year that you don't have the obligations of the klal. That you sit with the Sukkah Mafsekis, and I can't blame you. You're such an Eved Neman the rest of the year. You're tremendous, the klal Yisrael. I can't blame you. But don't tell me that you can't. Tell me that you don't want to. And that I can accept. Tenenbaum's sitting there, and he's like beside himself. The God Ladar is berating him like this. So he starts to, he's uncomfortable. He's squirming. His chair. The first thing I got to do is get out of here because he's going to scream at me again. Says, okay. And he gets up and he leaves. He doesn't know what to do. There's taka no one to call. So he's walking on the streets of Geula. When suddenly he walks by Machne Schnellers. There's a big military camp right in the middle of Geula, if you remember, right across street from Ger, the old Ger, right? Today, it's a beautiful real estate development, right? 25 acres, I think it is, or 10 acres, whatever. It's taka beautiful. But then it was a camp. It was a Machane Tzeva'i. So he walks by and he says, you know what? Let me knock on the gate. What could I? If you remember those gates, they were big green, army green painted, maybe 30 layers of paint on it, those gates. And he knocks on the gates, on the iron gates. And he doesn't expect really to get a response because when was the last time you knocked on a military place? It's ridiculous, right? He knocks on the gate and to his surprise, someone on the other end says, Misa, who is it? So he says, Tenenbaum, Vadi Yeshivas. Okay. So here's the bolt slide, the gate. Gate opens up, squeaks open. And he sees this burly officer, not a regular soldier, but an officer who is guarding the gate. Why? It's Erev Yom Kippur. Everybody went home. So there's like a skeleton crew and he's manning like the whole place, So he's standing by the gate. So he thinks quickly, what can I say to this man that'll motivate him? So he says to him, Tagid, how would you like to get a bracha on Erev Yom Kippur from the Briska Rav? He was a Sephardic gentleman, which Sephardi doesn't want a bracha. Beracha, they hear beracha, right? He says, Bevadai, I certainly would like to have a bracha. What's a Briska Rav? He says, it's the Gadol Hador. He says, Vadai. What do we need to do to get a bracha? I'd like to get a bracha. It's Yisrael Kadosh, right? So he says, listen, there's an incident that happened. It's It's a problem. See, this yeshiva bacha, he didn't mean anything by it. Probably he's just sloppy, or maybe he never got the notice, whatever. He didn't register for the draft. And they went and they arrested him. And he's in a military jail, you know, and it's Erev Yom Kippur, sitting with common criminals. And the Rav asked me if I could, so you know what? If you help, I'll get you a bracha from the Rav. He says, wow, that's a really important mission, he says. But I'll tell you the truth, there's nothing to be done. It's Erev Yom Kippur. There's no one to talk to. Mamash, no one to talk to. So he says to him, there's something you want to tell me, but you're afraid to tell me. It's okay, you could tell me. And this Spanish guy looks at him, he says, what? Let me repeat myself. Let me make myself clear. There's something that you want to tell me, and you're afraid to tell me. It's okay, you could tell me. This fellow did not have the fine midas of Rav Tenenbaum. So he goes into a rage. He starts screaming to Rav Tenenbaum, who do you think you are to talk to me like that? So Rav Tenenbaum says, what are you talking about? Al tagid shata lo yachol, tagid shata lo rotzeh. Don't say that you can't. Say you don't want to do it. He says, atayu de masha ni rotzeh, masha ken yachol. And he starts letting him go. He just laces into him, and laces into him, and laces into him. And he gets so angry. And this yelling is not relieving his pressure enough. So he picks up a phone in his anger. Picks up a phone right there, and he's going to like scream and vent to whoever is on the other end of the phone. And he starts screaming into the phone. Higia is a shurav. And he comes in. Who am I? Who am I? And he's just apoplectic. After about 3 to 4 minutes of yelling into the phone, the voice on the other side says, what does he want? He says, to release such and such bacher. The voice on the other end says, done. And on that day, alone among all the people in Klal Yisrael, this yid got a bracha from the Brisker Rav. Good to his word, yeah? Hafnika Maisa. Hafnika Maisa.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.